to another episode of Living by Experience. Here's your host, best-selling author Wilco Vandekamp.
Now, in starting to build your passive business income, it's important to create your own economy. This dives a little bit further into that disconnect between time, money, and location, and in particular, the location. You don't want to rely on a particular location that you're in to do well or not so well in business. Whatever city or province you live in, you'll be okay. You can go anywhere in the world and you still have your own economy to support you. I lived in Calgary for coming up on 9 years now, and Calgary is heavily oil and gas based, and oil and gas traditionally has a cycle pattern. It'll go up and everybody does really well, and the hourly rates that are being paid to consultants and contractors is extremely high. There's a lot of money to be made. However, at some point, the oil price will tank and it'll go down, at which point Calgary will freak out and they all panic because the economy is in a slight downturn. Now, that's a cycle that happens every couple of years, and depending on how good or how bad the economy is or was before, that cycle will be shorter or longer. I've been here 9 years. I've seen a couple of these cycles now. Some were a couple of months, some were a couple of years, and eventually the economy will recover. But meanwhile, a lot of people I see panicking and selling their homes and moving away right around me because they don't see that future. They don't have their own economy. They too heavily rely on that Alberta oil cycle to make their income. So when you start building your passive business income, you want to disconnect that money and location thing. If you have a resistance to selling anything that you've created, or a resistance to promoting something that you created, that'll hold you back financially. If you truly believe in what you're doing, it's your duty to promote that. I've shared before the example of an author sharing something about their life story in a book. You've experienced something in your life that is important to share because other people can benefit from that. And you keeping that to yourself and not necessarily sharing that story with other people creates some level of suffering for those people not having the ability to benefit from what you have to teach them. It's your duty to promote those things. When I had a personal Facebook account, some of the comments that I got sometimes was like, you're always selling and talking about your books and about your travel. There's always a link to your blog. And, you know, I took offense to that to some level where I'm like, but I created those things. I believe in those things. And I'm actually very passionate about sharing those. And it was really hard for me to understand why that feedback was coming to me. Was I truly sharing too much? Should I have done less? And should I have posted maybe more cat pictures on my Facebook account? And maybe I should have, but I realized that for me, my passion was not with my cat pictures, even though I love my cats, but my passion was not in sharing cat pictures. My passion was sharing in my travel pictures, my travel books, my articles that I had written. And I quickly came to the conclusion, like, if my Facebook network did not support me in that, I didn't need to be part of that anymore. And today, my wonderful assistant actually manages my Facebook pages, my photography pages, to still share some of the things I make. But fortunately, I don't have anything to do with that myself anymore. And I just enjoy the results that come from her work. Now, as you start building your own economy, you need five critical components in the formula for financial freedom. If one of those five components that I'm about to share with you is not ramped up fully, is deflated, if you might say, the journey is going to be harder. Imagine a vehicle that has four tires as well as a steering wheel to give it direction. Basically five wheels, right? All those five wheels need to be properly inflated and at the right pressure to make sure that that vehicle moves forward. If any of the tires is deflated, or if the steering wheel is not properly aligned, your journey will be a lot harder. You will eventually probably get there, but it'll be a lot harder. So in these five critical components that I'm about to share with you, it's important to equally focus on all of them and make sure that all of them are inflated to the proper level to make sure that you can create your own economy. The first one is your working income. Very, very important. I've talked a few times now about going to a bookstore and just looking at any of the self-help books there. And there seems to be a bit of a trend with these gurus that recommend you to quit your day job, follow the dream, follow your passion. I've done this myself, and I'm happy I did. I have no regrets for the steps that I've taken. But following that dream for me at one point, and I share about that in my happiness book, turned into a nightmare. It turned into a complete disaster where I had literally no money left. I had a nice car and a nice motorcycle in the garage, but I didn't have money to put gas in either of them, so I couldn't drive or enjoy any of it. So you need that working income as you build your passive business income, and eventually those might replace that working income. However, you don't want to do that right from the get-go to think that it will happen right away, because it might take a little bit, or maybe sometimes a lot of time, depending what industry you're in, what economy you're in, depending on your own skills as well, how quickly you're going to see those results. So the first critical is your working income. Second critical is your savings. You want to build your savings so you can rely on those. And I've shared a little bit already about those financial pillars. And one of them is your savings accounts, so that you can save and invest the money that you have. The third critical is having investments, no matter how big or small they are. Have some level of investments in another company, even if it's just, in Canada, a tax-free savings account or an investment account or a mutual fund of some sorts, where you have some money invested so you can start experiencing the levels of return that those accounts give to you. You want to focus on getting that monthly dividend payment back to you. So you ideally get a monthly paycheck back that will give you a rate of return on that investment. When I first started on this journey, the monthly payment I got back was just about $20-$25. So not a lot. However, the $25 over the course of 1 year, and I'm just looking at my calculator here, turned out to be just over $300. Now with that $300, I could book myself a short trip to Las Vegas right here from Calgary. And so my rate of return from my investments was a free trip to Vegas once a year. And I think that's quite the investment return to be able to do that. And I was very excited about having that experience. And over time, that grew more. Then the next critical that I'm going to share with you is passive income. We already talked about how to build one, to get one done, and start enjoying that passive business income coming to you and making sure that you have that coming in. Get one done and start experiencing that. How little or small it is, doesn't matter, but get one done and start building it, and then so you can move on to the next and learn from that experience. Then the fifth critical I'll be sharing with you today is to simplify your life. So I started this cycle by talking about working income and how you need that to be able to support your life today. A lot of people have over time increased their working income, but at the same rate increased their expenses. They moved to a bigger house. Maybe they bought a second house. They bought a bigger car, a newer car, maybe a second car, maybe a motorcycle. Maybe they bought a boat. I live currently in Calgary as I record this class, and there's people that live right around me that actually own a boat, and we're pretty landlocked here in Alberta. It's like the nearest ocean is across the Rocky Mountains. Now, there's a couple of lakes, but I always wonder, what are you doing with a boat in a landlocked city like Calgary, Alberta? There's not a lot of places you can take this boat. And if you wanted to, and I've done this myself, you can go and rent a boat for the day, have some fun, go fishing, do whatever it is you want to do. But sometimes renting that will get you access to that same experience. So maybe it's time to sell that boat and simplify your life to reduce those expenses and make sure you get by with less. As you simplify your life and look at literally every expense that you incur today, ask yourself, do I really need this, or could I get by without? Do I really need the second car? Do I really need the motorcycle, and especially the payments associated with that motorcycle or boat often, whether it's like finance payments, whether it's like insurance payments, or simply the gas that you have to put into it, as well as the maintenance that goes into owning that particular item. So you want to look at simplifying your life, because if you can simplify your expenses, the passive income that you're going to need to replace your working income is going to be lower. The minute your passive income exceeds your simplified expenses, you will be financially free. You no longer have to work. At that point, you could, if you wanted to, get rid of your working income. If all of these tires, all of these five criticals are inflated properly, your journey will be faster and more efficient.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Living by Experience. See you next time. Please stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com. And remember, live your dream one at a time.